Podcast Ranger.
We are starting off December interestingly because, oh my god, Raven's here!
Yep. Where the fuck have you been?
How are you, Raven?
I'm doing okay. Just so happened work worked out in such a way that there was no way I was going anywhere tonight. So, yeah. I'm here.
Hooray!
Hooray. Strap in, kids. We got a lot of news to talk about.
Ooh.
Look at all those tabs.
I should probably put this in the chat for our studio audience. Prepare for a link dump, ladies and gents. It's too long.
Too long. Hashtag too long.
Your message is too long to hold be on, posted.
Okay, hold on. There's only a couple that it's missing. Give me a moment, Gert.
What was that sound effect?
There's the... Fuck!
Still too long.
Still too long.
This is why David can't make rambling posts on Discord. Too long.
Anthony, cut this out.
No, don't.
No, keep it in.
Good.
This is fun.
Okay, there's the first half.
Batman Ninja anime.
That's
what?
A thing.
It's a thing that's happening.
There's the second half. What? Yeah. Okay, y'all have the news stories.
From the look of the trailer, he's getting sent back in time and shit happens.
It's Samurai
Sent back in time!
Okay, here's the thing. It's Batman the Ninja anime, but he's clearly wearing samurai armor.
He's Batman!
Is it Batman, but it's Samurai
He's Batman, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
You know what it is? It's Batman version of TMNT.
Oh.
Looks like Batman
it's
getting...
So not yesterday!
Batman getting sent back in time to feudal era Japan and shit happens.
It's TMNT 3,
if
Turtles in Time.
If he's not voiced by Kevin Conroy in the dub, I will be very sour.
Okay, we got lots of news stories because Tamashii Nations 2017 just happened and a lot of shit got announced!
Yeah.
By the way, in case you haven't noticed, Gar's not here because he's working, but he's going to be on RSC, so it's okay.
It's okay.
He's just skipping extra.
It's okay.
I guess you could say it's a little extra for him.
Which really makes me wish we were going with our original, with the thing I thought up the other day for the episode.
What?
You remember from yesterday.
No.
I do not.
The other Decasember.
Oh, right.
And surprising him because we won't tell
What, Decasember?
Shh, don't worry. No, I still have that in the works.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. I'm worried.
I don't know what it is.
Don't worry. It's fine.
Don't worry. You'll see. It'll be later.
Emily got our own version of Decaranger.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Sorry.
First story.
Alright, first story, we have magazine scans of Kamen Rider Build Rabbit Tank Sparkling Form.
Oh, this form is just fucking impressing me more and more. It's so fucking cool.
I like rabbits and lightning, so I like this form.
No, but like, if you zoom in on the eye, the rabbit eye, it's
angry,
actually like
yeah.
an angry face. It's awesome.
It's Jazz Jackrabbit.
Oh my gosh, it
is Jazz Jackrabbit.
And the tank is just a bigger tank, and it's firing.
And it's spiky.
I got that that game from a party as a party favor burned onto an illegal disc.
I think a lot of us did.
I played the shareware demo of both of them, and now I have the full version of Jazz Jackrabbit 2, including the Secret Files DLC. That's right, a 90s game had DLC. a lot of people are comparing this form to Fang Joker because it's white, jagged, and it looks very angry.
I mean, I can see it. Also, apparently, one of his abilities is he can literally use any best match weapon with, like, flawlessly.
I mean, let's be realistic here for a moment. The weapons didn't come with the forms.
No,
Sento built them.
Yes, but the weapon can be used better if it's in the... Using the
he
best
specifically
match.
Designed it for that best match.
Yeah, so
why,
with
yeah.
Rabbit Tank Sparking, he can literally use any weapon... Like, flawlessly.
Suck it, Kiwami Arms. This season's rider does it with the mid-form.
Yeah.
He just looks straight up Pepsi.
I've been calling it Kamen Rider Build Coke Pepsi form.
It is Coke Pepsi form.
I love it.
Oh, it's great.
He's even got little fizz bubbles.
And, like, rivets. So, like, someone, like,
He's
mentioned...
He's fixing a rivet!
Like, on Twitter, and someone was like, oh my god, is Sento becoming more machine than man? But no, this form's great, man. And I see it. Go down.
Octopus Light, which is debuting on this weekend's episode.
Excuse me, give me one second.
I'm completely on the same page.
Fucking... But it's hideous! I don't give a shit! Yeah, the first official pink bottle we get, and it's a form I do not give any shits about. It's so ugly. I don't like the eyes. I don't like it's just like a squid, like an octopus tentacles, like, poking out of the side.
It's an
of them.
Octopus.
I can't wait to find out what sort of stupid, fucking, terrible grade school pun the Hisatsu must be called in order for Octopus and Light to have matched up as a best match, because I can't fucking see the correlation.
I thought it was because octopi are really smart, so it's like a light bulb.
Oh, give me, like, a good idea?
Yeah, that's a stretch.
For fuck's sake. Well, you're probably right.
Can't some species of octopus also glow in the dark?
I can't be right. That's too stupid.
I think so. So that's probably partially what that is.
It's ugly.
That's really dumb. It can't be right. It can't be.
I don't know.
Also, I'm going into some ichi tangent territory here.
No, by
like,
all means.
I hate that, like, when you watch, like, a review of the toy, of the bottles, like, it's not Taco and Hikari or something. It's just Octopus and Light, and then the form is Octopus Light.
Like, yeah, like, I've been talking about this for weeks, how I'm pissed off that this system is so fucking inconsistent with its naming scheme.
Because that's why I like Kaizoku Resha, because it's like Kaizoku Densha and then turns into Kaizoku Resha. Like, it's fucking
That's
awesome.
The thing, there's like examples of every wrong way they could do it, where like, there's one that changes and one that doesn't, and then there's like, one that has completely English names and one that has completely Japanese names, and then one that changes from a Japanese word to another Japanese word as opposed to changing from a Japanese word to an English word.
Okay, in terms of Rabbit Tank, that's fine because it's the base form, so that gets a pass. And honestly, I just like hearing Rabbit Tank! So that's fine. Gets a best pass!
You don't.
No, you don't.
Ow!
Next! We have images of the Rabbit Tank sparkling full bottle.
This thing is so cool.
Oh, is it still called a full bottle?
I don't know.
It's the full can.
It's a can, yeah.
So, as per this image with the two arrows on the top and bottom, it appears that you do indeed shake it.
Yeah! I swear to God, if you turn it on and you shake it, it better make, like, fizzing noises.
I fucking hope
like,
so.
Like, carbon dioxide just building up in the fucking can.
And I love that you can still see the angry rabbit face in it.
Yeah!
But conversely, the tank side of it seems to be kind of downplayed because it's covered by this red wiring.
Yeah. But, and then I just love the logo, where it's just, like, it has, like, in, like, awesome, like, 90s, like, text. This Rabbit Tank sparkling.
And as we see here, you do indeed pop the top on the can.
Yeah, so I'm, like again, me and Ichi are just hoping to God that you can just pop the tab and just go... It just makes that sound, regardless.
If so, we'll be forever used every time we start an episode, because God knows Ichi likes doing that.
Yep. In fact...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
It's like I reminded him. I'm so sorry.
Take the shot.
Anyways.
Take the shot. So yeah, that looks cool, and we have already pre-ordered it with our supplier.
Yeah, like me, Gar, and Ichi all want this thing.
So the week we get it, you're just gonna hear it like in harmony.
And I got you your precious sparkling.
Ooh, I love it.
20 points if you get that reference.
Next. We have images of the Octopus and Light full bottles, for those who care.
Fuck off. I hate this form so much.
I like the Light bottle.
It's neat.
No, I just don't like... Like, I actually would rather that the eye for the Light was, like, a light bulb.
Like, yeah.
Because it would match with the Octopus.
Yeah, it just looks like lightning bolts.
Yeah! Like, that's stupid. It's like electrical currents. Like, that's not cool. Ugh, fuck this form.
Alright. Next, we have magazine scans of Phoenix Roboform.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
A lot of people are arguing that this could be, like, the strongest best match because it's the Phoenix, which continuously revives, and it's the robot, which is the closest thing to being a living being that an inanimate object could be.
Yeah, it's, like, the best organic and then best inorganic.
This is, like, the Tajadoru of builds.
Also, there's something final...
Yeah,
it's because it's an ad for the movie, Heisei Generations Final.
Okay.
Also, if you look at the robot bottle, it looks like Alpha.
It does.
Yeah. I have the next article is actually about the bottles.
Look, it's Alpha!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Rob.
The Phoenix honestly looks more like a dragon.
It does look like a dragon.
Yeah, or a griffin.
I mean, I kind of see the beak, so I'm like, okay, I can see Phoenix.
Yeah. Although, like, based on the legs down here, it almost looks griffin-like.
Also,
yeah,
looks like can we paws. Just point out one thing that I think is a little weird compared to the other full bottles?
Mm-hmm.
Two colors on it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah!
Every other full bottle is, like, a solid color with the design kind of worked even into it, but the Phoenix one. Is just red on a gray bottle.
That's interesting to note. Maybe
that just is a little support towards it being something a unique, little more than the usual.
God, I wonder how powerful fucking Phoenix robot Hazard would be.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, I cannot wait for the Hazard trigger. It's gonna be so cool. It's so underused.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's Thraptank Sparkling with Muteki.
Yeah. Alright, next we have magazine scan of Build Kuma TV, or Kuma Terabee.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Okay, this
I love the bear crossing picture.
Yeah, so this is one of the best matches I was looking forward to, like, a shit ton, but, like, honestly, now I'm kind of just a bit, like, about it, because, like, it wasn't what I was hoping it would be. And,
I actually really like it, both sides.
Like, I'm not saying it's bad completely, it's just, like, it wasn't what I was expecting,
what
so I'm kind of disappointed.
Right?
Like, I wanted it to be, like... Oh, I want it to be, like, brown, like a bear.
You know what I notice immediately about it?
Hmm?
The hand is obviously...
brown. Like.
That's true.
The hand is obviously a recolor of panda.
Yeah.
And the eye is a recolor of gorilla, because it's got the fist sticking up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a claw, but...
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
And also, what's annoying is these full bottles, one of them is a Terabee Kun exclusive, and then the other one comes with the Hyper Battle DVD, so I'm just like, they're already going to be a pain in the ass to acquire.
I want the Terabee one.
For different reasons.
That's the thing. I'm gonna be super adamant about collecting, like, the technology bottles. I have game and USB memory.
You want to get smartphone,
and I want to get TV, and mic.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, like, headcanon my own OC build writer that only uses technology bottles.
I mean, Ichi, if you find a dog mic bottle set, like, let me know.
I think Dave and I are ordering the album that comes with it.
Okay, well, I'll go have this and buy the dog bottle. Cause I like dogs.
I'll sell you the dog bottle.
Cool.
I like the TV for the eye on the suit.
But, like, yeah, and, but, like,
with the old-ass antenna on it.
I'm kind of disappointed with the bear bottle.
I like it.
It's cool.
Didn't like panda, but I like this. It's a really nice shade of yellow, too.
And it's also because, like, I really love bears, so.
So the Hyper Battle DVD special that this form will be debuting in will be released in February. Tell the special.
Damn it.
What?
Just Blaze in the chat right now.
What's he saying?
Bear Grill best match. Get go to your tent. Next, Bandai Premium lists Smash bottle set.
Not surprised
at all.
Yeah.
What I am surprised is that there's the different colors for the different Smashes.
Yep.
So they've featured 9 out of 10, and the last one is a mystery.
Ooh.
So in order, we have the Smash Essence bottles for Needle, Strong, Burn, Flying, Mirage, Square, Press, Ice, and Stretch. And the 10th one is currently a mystery, but I'm sure we'll find out what it is by the time it comes out.
There we go.
The pre-order for this full 10 set is listed at 7580 yen, Bandai Premium, and delivery in March. They are available for pre-order until the 27th. So if you want them, get your middleman on that shiz.
These are just like the Gamma icons. I just did not give a shit.
If they release like a single version of it, I might want to get one.
One that kind of changes colors depending.
Maybe.
Like just click the bottle top around a little bit.
Just comes with
color.
Comes with the feature where you can sprinkle it on yourself and just disintegrate yourself. Ah!
What's really interesting to note is, I think these were designed on purpose so that you can't put them in the build driver, because look, they're, like, fatter.
Well, yeah, because they're not, like, harnessed.
Yeah, they're not purified.
Essence. Yeah, they're not purified, so you can't.
So now I'm super curious. I wonder if they do a different sound in the steam gun.
You know what? You probably couldn't even fit them in the steam gun.
Oh, there's only one of them. I think you could fit in the steam
that
gun.
That would actually be cool. I think that's what fucking Stark and Night Rook should have used. They should use, like, smash bottles for, like, different attacks.
That would be
interesting. But then they have access to full bottles anyway, so.
That would be interesting.
That would be cool.
Yeah, Blaze is kind of going on right now about how the only two show-accurate ones are the clear one and the red one.
I don't know.
Because they haven't actually used colors on them.
I'd have to rewatch some episodes to double check, but whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on. We have our first set of images from Tamashii Nations confirms that there will be an SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Cross.
And, like, what a weird place to put him in.
It's just...
over a railing in a diorama.
Yeah.
Which I think it's referencing that one in episode 11 when he was fighting the robots in the balcony above.
Oh, okay. He looks nice, though.
It looks real good.
Like, Cross's design is very, very good.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, you're all about Cross.
I mean, he's damn cool, and frankly, I'm still on that note of liking Banjo a lot more than I like Sento.
I know
so.
You do.
Sento just pisses me off a lot.
Thanks for letting me be your assistant, like, for being my assistant. Fuck you. I gave you that power.
Get back in line, bitch. Alright. Next. SH Figure Arts Bloodstock!
It's SH Figure Arts Bloodstock.
Fuck everyone!
Tamashii Web exclusive?
Yeah. It is a Tamashii Web exclusive.
Premium Bandai.
Fucking called it.
But
okay.
He comes with Seam Effect parts.
That's really interesting.
Yes, and you can put them on either. Yeah, and I think they come with a set for Night Rogue, so that's cool. So I'll take those ones.
So here's the thing. According to what I've been reading, the color of the red on this figure is apparently different from the actual suit, which if you look closely, I guess it is. But the thing is, some people have apparently spoken out so, like, actively against the inaccuracies that Premium Bandai actually came forth and edited the listing on their website saying that this figure is a work in progress and that they're working on it.
Yeah. Like,
so enough people yelled at them, like, about this that it elicited a response from Bandai about it. So how the fuck does that work, but we still don't have Laser Level 3?
Because Genmu became the most popular character in X-Aid.
No, the side note is the only ones bitching actively about the lack of a Laser Level 3 are people on this podcast.
Would you like to see how much Tamashii Nations loves Genmu? That's their Genmu display.
I know, I saw.
Make sure you
the
send
fucking
that,
shrine.
Send that to Anthony.
Yeah, my fucking god.
In the middle,
they are sucking Genmu's dick hard.
And in the middle of that display is basically confirmation that they're doing a figure arts of Genmu Level Billion, and my immediate response, which everyone is predicting, to that picture is, where the bloody fuck is Laser Level X?
Yeah, but then there's also Genmu Level 3, so maybe they're going to start working on Level 3s.
Oh, that's a good one too, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they're making Level 3.
Genmu! Genmu for days! Give me Laser!
No.
I hope they make...
You know what?
They make Laser for...
Like, honestly, if they just put the, if they put X-Aid Level 3, the Geki Totes robots, I'd be down.
I know you'd be down.
I know you would.
Level 3 figures. Let's do this, people.
Anyways, Bloodstark. It is slated to include 6 additional hands. The Steam Rifle, which is attached wrong in this image.
Work in progress.
And a tiny Cobra full bottle.
Yeah.
It will release in May of next year for $51.84 before fees and shipping.
So that's like $70 figure.
Pre-orders will close on an undisclosed date. That's kind of a dick move. Buy it now! We don't know when to stop!
Like, everyone was complaining that, like, oh, the Night Rogue and Bloodstark figures look too skinny, and I'm like...
I don't care, it looks
good! No, yeah, that was my response. Even with Night Rogue, like, the figure art for Night Rogue right now, like, his undersuit is black, but in the show it's brown, so they'll change it.
Oh my god, this figure looks so good, though! I want this version!
I know.
I don't know why... Usually, I'm all down for the red riders.
Also,
I don't know.
Well, he's not a rider.
Well, to confirm,
when we do see him henshin, when he has the fire, does the fire, like the steam's going to come out that way.
I love it. Someone, I can't remember who, but I saw someone look at this picture of him with the steam coming out of his chest, and their response was, I lactate steam from my nipples!
Yeah.
Ow, my nipples!
I'm excited! I knew this would happen!
Yeah, I'm excited to get my Night Rogue.
He's
That's
looking
gonna be
good.
Awesome.
It does look a little like he's shooting a steam.
Right?
Also, I decided just for shits and giggles,
you know,
I'm gonna buy the Build Rabbit Tank figure art just so I can take off the Build Driver and then just have a
you
shot of Night Rogue
Seriously?
Hitting Build with it.
If I didn't know you were gonna use the steam effect part, I would so steal them and start attaching them to my Guyver figures.
Oh, of course.
Well, just because of the steam.
How is your other Guyver figure?
Quite nice, thank you.
I just realized something. How easy it would be to use that to make it look like any figure you want is farting.
I mean, yeah. Just kind of spray it green.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fire!
Like, you could recreate that reaction gif of the one yellow ranger that everyone uses.
I did tell Lane I was going to give him half of my steam effect parts to put with his Night Rogue.
Well, yeah, he comes with ones for Night Rogue, so yeah. I'm going to use those. So Ichi made, like, these sweet, like, Switch decals for himself for his own personal Switch to put on. So I decided to, So I got him to make me a custom Night Rogue themed Switch decals.
And you know what? Usually if you put, like, copyrighted images into Decal Girls, like, custom Jelliskin type things,
that's pretty cool.
They usually reject it, but surprisingly they accepted it.
So I did the smart thing, though. So one of the Joy-Cons is the Bat Bottle, and so I made the Trans Steam Gun the Switch dock, so then you put the Joy-Con in it, and it
looks neat.
Yeah. So, like, good job, Ichi.
Yeah.
Anthony, put up those images of my Night Rogue Switch decal.
Make sure you send them to him.
I will.
And if you want to see what my Switch stuff looks like, which is
it's pretty fucking cool.
On the Facebook.
Blue Caster themed.
Ooh, I like that picture of Genwin in a chair. That's sick.
Someone in our Discord.
Really cool, though.
Blaze just posted in our Discord a nice shot of Genmu level 2 sitting in a chair with his legs crossed. Put it in! Sorry. Bloodstar, getting it. Next, more Tamashii Nations reveals. First off, SIC Lord Baron.
Didn't they already reveal this?
Maybe.
I seem to recall being in the room when we talked about
maybe.
This.
Anyways, there's more to talk about. That's my phone. Whoops.
Wow, you didn't set your phone on vibrato.
Ankh arm!
Oh, yeah, so they're making a replica of Ankh's arm.
You mean Ankh?
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's a replica of Ankh.
Right? Easy!
That's good. And you know what's a really dick move? So in one of the photos, I think it's in here, if you keep going forward. Oh, no, okay. So one of the photos of, like, Ankh, apparently at the Tamashii Nations event, you can buy SH Figure Arts O's Tataba, like the original figure art of Tataba with Ankh for like super cheap, and everyone was pissed off, like, what, no renewal O's? Like, come on!
Yeah. Take what you can get, people.
I would love a renewal O's Tataba because Tataba's one of my favorite, like, base rider suits. It's fucking awesome.
Alright, other figures on display. Double Luna Trigger.
Which, honestly, I don't like the blue. The blue looks off.
It does look lighter than it should.
Yeah.
It might be the lighting.
It's supposed to be like a darker
blue.
Might
be the lighting. Once again, work in progress.
Can we get Renewal Double Luna Metal, please? That's my favorite double form ever.
We got Heat Metal.
I know. But you know what? I should just buy the two figures, take them apart.
Oh, no.
You know what we got?
Huh?
We got the best matches.
It's true.
Yeah.
Here's something you'll like.
The new Cyclone?
Uh-huh.
No.
I've already been told, but...
There he is! Renewal Nego!
Oh, fuck, man.
Oh, he looks so cool.
Oh, he does. Oh.
Me and Evan are hardcore Nego fans,
SIC Ryugen Yomi.
Fucking Yomi Tsuhegiri, goddamn.
That looks cool.
Oh, and there's fucking Kachidoki in the background.
Yeah.
Giant-ass gun, Jesus Christ.
What is it with guns?
Cross again.
Oh, there's the machine builder.
Yep. And SIC Marika.
Yep, we've seen that before.
Well, we're just going far out on this whole...
Garu probably wishes here. So this is Ultraman Zero Beyond from Ultraman Jeed. So this is
so
like
his super
new
form.
Yeah, his new super form.
And he's making a pose like, that's no good.
Yeah, it's busted as shit. It's really good.
It's Zero and it's his super form. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, there's Lord Baron.
That's about...
Oh, go... Yeah,
oh, no, there's,
oh, no,
there's
no,
more.
Keep going.
I see Amazon. Jeez.
So that's Ultraman Belial Atrocious. So that's
okay.
That's his new form.
Yeah,
I would call that accurate. I think that looks atrocious.
Oh, Belial's so fucking cool. That's Jeed Royal Mega Master, which he combines with Ultraman King, which is the most powerful fucking... And then Renewal Amazon!
Original!
Because no shit with the fucking...
And I swear to God, if I didn't look at the joints on the legs, I would have sworn that was a guy in a suit.
Anthony, Anthony's fucking pissed off now because I sold him my actual Amazon figure art. So now I'm going to get this one because I fucking love Amazon. He's super cool. He's my favorite show writer.
Yeah, and...
I'm just going to say it's my favorite show.
That's it for this batch.
Well, I love Amazon.
I'm still sick. I'm still staring at that frigging Nego figure.
Oh, yeah.
Want.
Oh, yeah.
Want.
Oh, yeah.
Next, also at Tamashii Nation's first look at renewal, Ibuki and Zanki out of nowhere.
That Todoroki was the bronze one.
Nope, that's Zanki. Huh. Todoroki is the silver one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm... A lot of people were clamoring for these ones.
Right?
I mean, nobody gives a shit about Ibuki, but Zanki's awesome.
Understand.
Zanki was fucking awesome in Ibuki.
Ibuki? Really?
No one fucking cares about
Ibuki. I mean, I like him, but nowhere near the top of my want list.
You know what? That's cool, though, because they're giving Hibiki some love. So that's nice. They're giving Hibiki some, you know, notice and appreciation, so... Good for them.
I'm surprised you're not all, where's Kabuki?
Yes, I would love a Kabuki.
Next, also renewal, Wizard Friend Style.
Yeah, so apparently the renewal Wizard figure wasn't allowed to be photographed, but yeah, of course there were, people were going to fucking take a photograph.
My God,
look
those...
at that fire.
Those flame effects.
And
Jesus
apparently...
Christ.
That will not come with it because they're obviously just something
probably
they set
not
up.
No,
site.
And apparently they're saying that the his mantle might actually be cloth, like bendable cloth that you can pose, so that would be a nice little touch.
Well, I mean, it looks bendable in
yeah
this photo.
Or it's actual cloth, and there's part of the stand is a little piece up there holding it up.
It's just really, really like Yu-Gi-Oh level starched.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's what my Omegamon figure does. It's got a little extra piece on the stand that holds the cape up so you can make it billow. And...
Please make Renewal Wizard Infinity. I will fucking bust a nut.
I mean, I don't expect them to do it, but I'd love Wizard Water Style.
Emily, ew. Don't bust a nut, please.
Ew, gross.
No, Wizard Infinity is fucking goddamn gorgeous. Nothing
is
beating Rider.
It's all about Wizard Infinity Gold Dragon.
Yeah. No, that was too much.
No, that was way over
that
the
was
top.
Way
I
over
like
too
it
much.
Infinity was way
Infinity
better.
Infinity is just
next
fine.
New Kamen Rider Deno sword form in a new unnamed articulated figure line.
Yeah, so this isn't a new figure art or anything of Deno. This is a, like, just a new style of figure for Deno sword form.
Being introduced by Genmu.
And it looks pretty.
And yeah, that's the actor for Dan Kuroto, Mitsutetsuya Iwanaga, and
Introducing the Dan figure.
The Dan figure.
And yes. Some female person who I cannot... name because all I can see is the back of her head.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's probably somebody important if they've
really
got Dan
up
on stage.
Oh, go more of the images.
I'm just trying to see in the article here if it says who it was. Fuck it.
Images. Let's look at it. Oh, did the eyes glow?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, the eyes glow.
Got a fucking battery in the head somewhere.
Oh, that's
light
cool
up the eyes.
The peach opens and closes. It slides up and down the rail of the helmet.
Oh, please make a platform.
So
are we
looking at a new figure line that's halfway between a figure art and the
gimmick
figures?
Ooh, that's
that
cool.
Would awesome.
That would be like higher quality gimmick figures with light up. I'm okay with that.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, the belt lights up too. That's neat.
That's like really cool.
Oh, they're. I'm glad they're doing it with Deno, too.
Oh,
Deno,
I would be interested to see where
popular
this goes.
This is a good sampling ground for a new figure line, I think. Mm-hmm. As much as I dislike this form myself.
Oh, Blaze is saying the girl might be Kiriko.
Oh, yeah, Kiriko's actress.
I was kind of thinking
that. She does kind of look like that, yeah. So yeah. I see where you get that from, Blaze.
Yeah.
Oh, God, damn with Kiriko. That's weird.
All right. Next, right? Speaking of Deno.
Aw, they look like little Tsum-Tsums.
Deno head.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
They look
head
like
and wrist. Head and wrist cushions released by Premium Bandai, celebrating Deno's 10th anniversary. The giant head cushion of Deno's sword form, which has the Deno logo on the back. The wrist cushions are tiny little things designed after the six main Imagines. They're designed to reduce wrist fatigue while using a computer. That's adorable!
There's Kintaros, Ryutaros,
I mean,
Deneb,
yeah.
Sieg, Motaro, or Deno, and...
I'm just...
There's
that's the back of the big one.
Back to the last thing. Blaze explained why he knows that's Kiriko. Because he saw pictures on Twitter that said, "Watch out, Shinosuke, Dan's going to steal your girl."
You know what?
You know what? That's fair.
And then there's just a picture of Dan and Kiriko just doing this dangerous zombie pose.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, those are cute.
They are
the
little loaf.
Yeah, they look like Tsum Tsums.
They do look like Tsum Tsums.
So this set will be 7,800 yen and are currently open for pre-order and will release in March.
If I cared more about the Imagine.
I can imagine.
They're adorable little guys.
I care about them.
Like, I mean, they're cool, but I don't care enough to buy any.
It'd be funny if the, like, head... Or, like, the... It'd be funny if the eyes on this giant head cushion would rotate as well. They
or
look
like
they can
peel
rotate.
Into climax
form. Next. More Tamashii Nations, and I told Raven about this because I wasn't sure if he was coming today.
Yeah, you did.
SH Figure Arts Cronus!
Yeah, apparently we're getting that and the fucking...
Gamer Driver version and Buggle Driver version.
Yep.
Ooh.
Or rather, it just comes with both belts, I imagine.
Probably.
Yeah, so we get the Taiga version and the Masamune version.
That's
neat.
Pretty friggin' neat.
Yeah, Cronus is cool. Oh, make a Figure Arts Ride player, please.
You know what? I might buy Cronus.
Like, I'm tempted as fuck, but I'm not sure. There's a lot of figures that came out of this show that
I'm
like, oh.
You know what? I am going to buy this and keep it with the Gamer Driver because I'm going to call this Taiga's final form.
There you go.
Unless we actually get a new Snipe form in the upcoming movie.
I hope we do. Maybe we'll get Bang Bang Tank. Who knows?
Or maybe we'll get that at the end of fucking episode Snipe like we've been cock-teased all year for.
Right?
Wait, it's not over?
No, there's still one more episode.
Oh,
they're packed in with the DVDs, and there's always four a year, just like Type Tokujo.
Well, that makes sense.
All right, next in the Tamashii Nations, Tamashii Lab Revolcane.
Ooh,
that's nice.
To celebrate Black RX's 30th anniversary.
I like Black RX. I like his design. It's cool.
I'm just
And also in this batch of scans,
that's cool.
SIC Amazon Alpha.
Holy shit!
Look how pointy he is.
Yeah.
He's a pointy boy.
And his mouth is open.
It looks like he's laughing. It's like, ha! That was a funny joke. Aha!
I hope he comes with the gray eyes head.
I don't know. There's the Revolcane.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's pointy boy.
Revolcane. Oh, and some Ultraman Kaiju. That's cool.
Yep.
Neat.
All right. Next, complete selection modification O's driver. Didn't see that coming.
That's neat.
What's cool is they teased in the video, which I'm pretty safe to say that the O's driver is going to do it too. It's going to do the version of Tajadol where Ankh calls out the medals.
Yeah.
Like he did in the final episode.
That was in the teaser video.
Yeah, so pretty safe to say the O's driver is going to do that.
I know that Blaze and Noble are all super excited about those.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hate the O's driver, it's just not one of my favorite belts.
I mean, like, we've already owned the O's driver and all the medals, so I'm not terribly excited, but
no.
I know that this is making a lot of people
I'm looking
happy.
Forward to seeing, like, reviews of it, though, when it comes out, so.
So apparently on December 11th, they will be revealing more information about it.
Yeah, they are. I hope they get Edgy to actually, like, review it.
I think it's funny that everyone is clamming for this one because it's the power set based on Human Desire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Edgy, what's your dream? To help every single person on the planet.
To buy the O's driver. Next, also at Tamashii Nations.
Help everyone on the planet.
Oh.
The soul of Chogokin Dragon Caesar, a.k.a. the Dragon Zord.
That's shiny.
Very shiny.
It's cool. He looks like he's just like, hey!
Ooh, and it comes with the spear for the fighting form, whatever the hell it's called in Japanese.
That's cool. He looks pretty. Yeah, they recently released, like, the Legacy Dinozords or whatever like that, and they don't even combine.
Wow.
Like, they're really shit.
Well,
so everyone's
stupid.
Just like, everyone's like, if you're gonna spend the $150 on the Legacy Zords, just put an extra $80 down to get the Soul Chogokin.
So, as per most of this list, no info on pricing or release date, just that it's a thing.
Oh, okay. Why did I say that?
Next, Exade Memorial Finish Gashet Set Number 2. So, a while back we announced that they were doing memorial versions of the five main protagonists' primary gashets, and now they are doing the same for Pallad, Masamune, and Poppy, which is to say
extra stickers?
Alternate versions of the Gashit Gear Duel, the Kamen Rider Chronicle, and Tokimeki Crisis Gashits, which come with not only the original stickers, but alternate stickers showing the riders as if they were Legend Rider Gashits.
And then, like, the Gashits themselves, like, play dialogue from their characters.
And what's really interesting is, for the Gashit Gear Duel, it comes with an alternate sticker for the dial that has Perfect Knockout on it.
That's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. So, if anyone has had trouble getting the Gashit Gear Duel, which I imagine is a lot, because that thing is fucking expensive now,
yep.
Here's your chance!
I'm so glad I have mine.
So, this set will release in March for 62.64 yen before fees and shipping, which is pretty good for three gadgets, including a dual one.
Yeah.
Pre-orders will end on Christmas.
A.K.A. Kiria's death day.
No!
I mean, that's what it is.
Yes.
You're just gonna keep twisting that knife!
Yep.
As hard as we can.
No.
Alright, next.
I know, it's just like when Gainax ruined Christmas that one year.
Displayed at Tamashii Nations, but apparently an exclusive, so I don't know if it's going to be coming out. A version of the Trideron, referred to as the Kiriko version, that is blue.
Yeah. Huh. That looks neat.
I kind of love it!
I like the original Trideron more, personally, but that blue, is, of course, that is very, that. Very yeah. nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm unashamed. It's got, like, text along the back windshield.
I don't want the figure arts.
Probably says Kiriko.
I don't want the figure arts Trideron, but it's so expensive.
Is it, like, big enough to fit an actual figure?
Yes, it's actually, like, you can put the drive figure on
it. I think it's just, like, a repaint of the existing Trideron, so probably.
Yeah. That's nice.
That is neat. Power Rangers Legacy Wars is apparently hosting a tournament. In Singapore, in 2018.
Well, yeah, they've been doing tournaments all the time.
For Legacy Wars?
Yeah, it's a competitive fighting game.
In Singapore?
Well, it says it's the first ever mobile fighting esport. Although in that might Singapore. Just be in Singapore.
Yeah, in Singapore. And also, okay. Jason David Frank, like, fights people in it.
Cool.
He, like, actually physically fights people in it?
Yes.
He just bashes
yeah,
them with his
phone.
Yeah,
he jumps into the game and then beats the shit out of it.
It's a skin for the Green Ranger.
He plays as Green Ranger, White Ranger, and then Lord Drakon.
JDF, confirmed Bugster.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Alright, next. I know Gar's not going to like me talking about Gridman again, but fuck it.
Well, we already talked about this on Ultra Ranger.
Well... Gridman is premiering on Toku HD on December 18th.
It's an American Toku streaming channel.
Hooray! Next.
You can watch this on Amazon Prime.
Ooh, maybe I can get more than the first three episodes subbed.
Hooray. So, a clip of the Paradox special was put out, showing the henshin for Double Fighter Gamer.
And Kevin was pissed.
Why?
Because he's pissed now because he wasn't interested in getting the Knockout Fighter 2 gadget, and now he has to because it's a Pallad form.
Oh, no, absolutely. So the interesting thing about it, and this is why I wanted to talk about it, the clip's on mute, we're going to watch it real quick. So when he henshins, something interesting I noted. And now we're looking at the character select wheel. Notice something interesting?
Uh-huh.
Not only is this form being added to the wheel... But that apparently filled the last missing slot on the character wheel.
Yay!
So I wonder if maybe this was planned from the beginning, because at the start of the show, there were two hidden characters.
They just didn't, and then they were like, we need a thing to fill the spot.
One of which was Mighty Brothers, and now we have the last of the character wheel I filled out.
Yep.
I really like that.
Yep. Yeah. So I like to think that Knockout Fighter 2 is a co-op, co-op beat-em-up.
That makes sense.
I like
to think Double Dragon.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, it's Knockout Fighter with a fucking gamer driver. That's super cool.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I actually really, really like the X8 form.
I do too. It is very nice. I'm just not too interested in the gashets, so I don't really care too much.
So yeah, that's the thing. Looking forward to that.
Woohoo!
And that's about it for news.
Alright.
That was a long list, but we blasted through it.
We did.
So, thank you all for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.